Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
A great good day to you on this Mother's Day weekend. It's May 7th. It's a gorgeous day to get out to play on the south side of Oahu, preferably. On the windward side, we've got some heavy rain coming down. You might say that Olomana is closed out because of the rain. They're not closed. It's just very, very, very wet. Poipu Bay is on the south side on Kauai. They've got the Ocean 9. You can play the back nine after you warm up on the range, escorted to the ocean side of the course in your cart for just $99. We want to thank the people who make this show possible. Coming up right after, Jonathan Wall, PGA Tour Equipment Editor.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Creative Plumbing. Whether a high-rise, a shopping center, a store, or townhouse, customer single-family home, call Creative Plumbing. Your plumbing has got to be done right, so call Creative Plumbing, 841-3287. And by Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, host to the Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years, an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities, Kauai's South Shore Gem. Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, company, or home project into artwork. Futura Stone can build you a special place for your friends and family to gather. Barbecues, fountains, water features, and outdoor lighting. Futura Stone. Only the best.
Poipu Bay Golf Course today and tomorrow. It's the Mother's Day sale. It goes on today and tomorrow. Final day tomorrow. 30% off regular priced women's apparel. From golf wear to resort wear. Okay, as I said, Jonathan Wall is the PGA Tour equipment editor. You can find him at pgatour.com. He writes up on many, many things, including the breaking news we had this week. Welcome to the show, Jonathan.
Hey, thanks again for having me on, Danielle.
Absolutely. And, I mean, I always knew TaylorMade was kind of like trying to figure out which direction to go to after kind of taking the equipment world by storm by increasing the releases of equipment from an annual thing to almost every 4 months. It seemed like something new. It started with rocket balls, and then, bam, they had something new out, and bam, they had something new out. It was hard to keep up with all of the equipment changes. And now TaylorMade, Adidas, is divesting itself of TaylorMade and selling off Ashworth and Adams Golf as well. Tell us, did you expect this to come?
You know, I think if you kind of look at the way things have gone for TaylorMade over the last few years, I think the writing was on the wall that there was going to be a change. They were trying to find somebody to kind of lead the ship, and I think they kind of came to the realization that maybe they couldn't get it to the streamlined company that they wanted. I think that initially was what Adidas really wanted to do, and you saw that. You know, they went from, as you mentioned, having three or four different driver releases per year, here in the last few years, it's just been, you know, one or two, this year with M1 and M2. And I think that's what they were trying to do, is they were trying to extend the life of those product releases and try and show golfers that they were serious about, you know, the products, which they always have been, but serious about trying to, you know, if you go out and you buy a new driver, you don't want another one to come out 4 months later. For some guys, at least those that I talked to, it was frustrating to buy a new driver and then to see something new come out quickly thereafter. But it came to the point for them where they just decided, look, you know, we need to find a buyer for this. You know, there have been rumors about private equity firms, other, you know, equipment companies, others in the sports industry kind of kicking the tires on TaylorMade. I think eventually they'll find somebody. I think it's just going to be a matter of trying to come to an agreement on evaluation. And that seems to be the sticking point here is Adidas has a number in mind. And look, this is a company, if you go back to 2012, that posted $1.5 billion, in sales. And, you know, last year was down to just over $1 billion. So it's still a very profitable company. But I think it's going to be trying to decide what you're going to do with TaylorMade. Do you piece that off to somebody and then try and hope you can spin off Adams and Ashworth separately, or do you try and make it a package deal? It is going to be a very interesting time for TaylorMade right now to see what happens and to see what number Adidas can come to. I think at this point they just kind of want to get it off their plate and just concentrate on Adidas Golf, the footwear and the apparel. But you know, for a company that's been that profitable, you do want to get something back in return. I'm just not sure what that number is going
to
be.
Yeah, in addition to, you know, what we know about TaylorMade and their product line, they have a huge R&D division that must have a whole bunch of stuff in the vault.
You're exactly right. You know, and the one thing about it, about TaylorMade is, in addition to trying to extend the life of these products, they have really thinned out their staff, and that includes a lot of their R&D folks and people that I've known that have been there in the past have kind of moved on from the company. If you look at over the last year or so, you know, the global workforce was cut by 6% last July, 14% at the end of 2015. So they were really trying to find a way to cut costs, really putting a lot more on people's plate to do more than just their current job that they were doing. So it's one of those things where they have a fantastic R&D department. I've spent countless hours talking to them about new products, and they have got great designs. If you look at this new M1 driver, you know, it has a carbon composite crown. This is something that is new for TaylorMade. They're really trying to come out with new and innovative products every year, and that's always been the case for them, but they're really trying to kind of go outside of the box, so to speak, for what they've done in the past with titanium crowns. So you can tell that they're bullish about the future. It's just trying to find somebody that feels the exact same way. And is, again, it's going to come down. I keep saying this, but this number, you know, Adidas has a number in mind. I'm just not sure that somebody's going to be willing to pay that number because they're going to look at the way TaylorMade's kind of been going recently. And say, look, you're going to kind of have to meet us halfway, maybe. And that might be the way that they were able to sell off TaylorMade.
Any idea who this they might be?
You know, I mentioned private equity firms because they are typically the ones that would come in and have the money to spend to buy a TaylorMade. You know, there are a lot of private equity firms out there that spend tons of money to buy companies that maybe aren't at their peak where they used to be, and they bring in new management, they pump a lot of cash in. The key is they're trying to make a profit. You know, they might not hold on to TaylorMade long term. They might try and get it to a point where, you know, they're able to make money off TaylorMade and then try and sell it off to somebody else. So, you know, this company could change hands over the years. You know, we've seen this with a lot of major companies out there. You know, so that is a big possibility. You know, Under Armour has been kicked around, but I'm just not so sure if they want to go into the hard goods business right now, Danielle, because they are making so much money right now off apparel and you know, Jordan Spieth, that I'm not sure if they're really ready to dip their toes in or if they even want to. I don't know if they want to be like a Nike and go from doing apparel to creating their own clubs. I don't know if they want to bring in a brand like TaylorMade and try and make it their own. So, and again, it's going to be very interesting to see what happens. I, you know, if kind of gun to my head, I would say a private equity firm is probably the best bet here. But you know, if an Under Armour or somebody else out there, I had heard there were a few other names within the golf industry that were also looking. But, you know, everybody kind of backed off when they heard what Adidas was offering. I think a private equity firm is probably the best way to go right now.
And of course, a lot of people wonder, you know, whenever a sale is imminent like this, so there was Cleveland, there was Cobra to Titleist, there was Adams, there was Yes, there was Maxfly, you know, then Cobra to Puma, then Titleist to Fila. It's, you know, is it going to be successful? But I can't imagine TaylorMade is such a huge, huge name in the industry not doing well somewhere.
Exactly. And you have to look at their tour presence and the fact that they have a lot of big names on their staff, a few of them that are coming up with the end of their deals. Their deals will be expiring at the end of this year. That's of course, Dustin Johnson and Jason Day. So we'll have to see what happens. You know, it's going to be whoever is you know, buying in here is going to need to look at the books first off, and they're going to need to see, you know, how many guys do we want on tour, because TaylorMade has a lot of staffers out there. I mean, if you know, I spend a lot of time out on the PGA Tour, and you will see countless guys, you know, aside from the big marquee names that we all know, with TaylorMade staff bags, where they have deals for TaylorMade woods. You know, Gary Woodland's a player who isn't a TaylorMade staffer per se throughout the bag, but he has a deal with TaylorMade to play their metal wood, their driver, and their fairway wood. So there are a lot of deals out there with some big names aside from the full staff bag. So this is not a, you know, a smaller company being bought up, you know, maybe buying a Cushnet.
Yeah.
This is a huge deal because TaylorMade is a major brand. So I feel like this is a lot tougher than some of the other deals that have been done in the past, just because of the sheer size of TaylorMade. It won't be as easy just to kind of blend it with another company. And that's why I think the private equity firms have kind of started to sniff around, because I think they realize that maybe the golf companies, this isn't such an easy sale for them.
You know, when we talk about the guys who play on the big stage, Rory McIlroy with Nike, $10 million, right? And who knows how much Tiger Woods gets for playing Nike clubs. So Jason Day and Dustin Johnson, there's talk of them going to Nike. Could TaylorMade afford to keep these guys by paying them the big bucks to keep them on staff?
Well, you know, at this point, I think it's going to be whoever is going to be acquiring TaylorMade, are they going to be willing to be paying that? Because I don't think at this point, Adidas doesn't want to have to make that decision. I think they want somebody else to have to make that decision before the end of the year. But it's going to be very interesting, because TaylorMade had a staff with some big names on it. And, one of the names that I'd been hearing that his deal was up and kind of been kicked around and as a rumor was Sergio Garcia, but I've actually talked to people. His deal runs through the end of this year, so he is not a player that's going to be on the list of guys that TaylorMade has to worry about signing a new deal. But I'm not quite sure. Let me put it this way. This is a very interesting time for equipment companies in general, because I feel like the pie, the amount of money that these big names are able to get,
yeah,
that pie is getting smaller, because, as a TaylorMade, their future is up in the air right now. We're not quite sure. So I don't know quite yet how much money they're going to be willing to spend. And then you have to look at other guys out there. You know, Nike, I think it would be one of those companies where a lot of the guys that they have signed here recently, you look at a Brooks Koepka, Tony Finau, a lot of these up-and-coming guys, they've signed not only deals for clubs, but also apparel. And you have to then look at the deals for clubs for Jason and Dustin. And does it still go with the same, end point for their apparel deals with Adidas? So I'm not quite sure if Adidas wants to still, fit them and kit them with apparel and then just not do clubs. So again, this is probably going to be one of the most interesting years, for equipment deals, just because not only the name, but what are they going to do? Are they going to sign deals for clubs and apparel, or are they going to sign, a deal for clubs with one company and apparel with another? So it's not going to be as cut and dry as it has been in the past.
And then there's Ricky Fowler. I mean, well, Ricky, isn't he almost up?
He is. I actually kind of dropped that little hint on Twitter. His deal is up at the end of this year. And in my opinion, he is the most marketable golfer in the world, and as much as I people would say, well, what about Rory McIlroy? I would say go to your local golf course and look at the junior golf program and see how many kids are wearing Puma flat bills in orange, orange polo shirt. I mean, he is the guy that I feel like for golf is the most marketable. So that is a huge deal. I don't know what's going to happen. Obviously, I think Cobra Puma is going to make a huge push and re-sign him. But based on, again, on his marketability, he is going to get a lot of interest from companies. But I think he's going to command a huge number.
Let's switch just to equipment real quick. John Daly, now, of course, made his debut on the PGA Champions Tour using the one iron. How many guys do you know using a one iron today?
Well, here's the deal about these one irons, Danielle. people get so caught up in the fact that it's a one, but a lot don't realize is that it's a driving iron. So it's not essentially your traditional one iron that was like a butter knife.
Uh-huh.
Where you really have, the one that Jack Nicklaus used for years, that he was so successful with that one iron. Very few guys have had a lot of with that club. So companies have been able to design hollow body construction clubs. So if you were to cut the club in half, you could see that there's a hollow space in the middle. So what that allows them to do is, you know, make this thing loft as a one iron, but kind of add more materials to the inside of that club to really give it almost like a hybrid-like face. So a lot of these utility irons or driving irons, as I like to call them, have really thin, almost metal wood-like faces that allows the ball to really spring off and have those high ball speeds, which generate, you know, higher distances. But also you're able to throw in things like if you look at Titleist and their 716 TMB irons, they have tungsten inside the head, and that tungsten actually helps boost forgiveness. So you're able to have a club that looks like a long iron, which a lot of guys that I've started to see out on tour really like. They like these long irons that are very forgiving, that they're able to kind of flight either high or low. And they're able to use these clubs in the same way as a hybrid, you know, hitting those similar gappings in their yardages. But again, it doesn't spin near as much as some of the hybrids, and that's what a lot of guys really like about these clubs. And that's what John has in the bag is a utility iron, one iron. So just so people know, he's not hitting the butter knife.
Okay.
He's hitting a more forgiving hitting a more forgiving version.
What was the old phrase, you know, was it God and Jack can hit
even
the one?
God, yeah. Yeah, John Jack, yep, exactly.
All right, and finally, this is a really cute story because you just don't hear it, but I think you wrote about it. Billy Horschel using Zach Johnson's wedge, huh?
Exactly. I thought this was one of my favorite stories I've actually written for the website. It actually started back at Hilthead. I peeked in his bag, and Billy was standing there, and I said, what's this? And he, before I could even finish my sentence, he said, all right, let me tell you the story. And I forgot to write it Hilton Head week because I was just so blown away by the fact that he was using Zach's wedge. But it's a really interesting story, and I'm not quite sure how many other guys have ever used another player's wedge. But in the run-up to the Masters, Billy was looking for a wedge because of the areas around the greens at Augusta National are very tight. So you need a wedge with low bounce to kind of be able to get underneath that turf. And you know, Billy's instructor said, look, you need a wedge with less bounce. And he just happened to see Zach Johnson the next day. Zach had a low bounce wedge. He looked at it and goes, man, this looks perfect. He talked to his instructor. He goes, yeah, that's the one. So Billy goes out and hits it in the practice round with Zach. He goes, man, this wedge is great. Asked Zach, can I have this? And Zach goes, sure. And puts it in the bag at the Masters, and he still had it in play. And I asked him, I said, why didn't you just get one stamp with your name on it? He said, well, I don't know if it's going to work. You know, so that, all of these guys, they are. They're kind of superstitious, and I love it. You know, Billy is a great guy, and I think it's a very fun story, and he's having a great time with it. He said, I'm going to stamp Zach on all my clubs. So, you know, it is. It's a wonderful story. I thought, you know, the fact that he's having some fun with it is great. But, yeah, you know, he still has the Zach wedge. I think PSG is trying to get him his own wedge with his name on it. But I think he's going to push back a little bit.
Right. He's superstitious. Zach's works.
Exactly.
Jonathan Wall, it's always a pleasure having you on the show. Thank you. We need to check in more often. I was looking at my date book. And, boy, it's been months. So let's talk sooner this summer.
That sounds great. Thank you again, Danielle.
Thank you very much. Jonathan Wall, PGA Tour Equipment Editor, for being on the show. We're going to check out the science of putting captured in a grip. Steve Auger is president of Pro Impact Golf. He'll be with us right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best. As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high rise, townhouse,
for hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing.
Your experts on call.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring your family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Hoipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit a pro shop and take home a memory at Hoipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor link. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And a reminder, at Hoipu Bay Golf Course, it's the Mother's Day sale today, and tomorrow's the final day. 30% off regular-priced women's apparel from golf wear to resort wear. Minji Lee is in the lead right now on the LPGA. We've got the Wells Fargo. Andrew Loop is leading with Roberto Castro. They're playing right now. We're watching, of course, Phil Mickelson to see how he's going to do. Rory McIlroy is having a great front nine, a bad back nine the last two rounds. It's been interesting to watch. Ricky Fowler is close to the top of the leaderboard as they go out. Daniel Berger is also doing quite well. And we're just watching everyone with Justin Rose chasing. We'll see how this one shapes up. And, of course, John Daly on the PGA Tour Champions. This is great. Now we're going to talk about the science of putting, captured in a grip. And some call it the most innovative grip to reach the market. Came from Ireland. Steve Ogier is the president of Pro Impact Golf. Welcome to the show, Steve.
Danielle, how are you? My pleasure being on.
Absolutely. Now, this is a grip biomechanically tested, and the results of the testing seem to show a correlation in the ability of golfers to strike putts on the sweet spot without that wrist turn as you stroke through to the target. Now, that is the biggest boogaboo for people with a putter, is keeping that wrist so it goes straight through and doesn't twist, sending the ball off in the wrong direction. Tell us about this. Tell us about this grip.
Well, the science, Danielle, it comes in our patent technology, where this is difficult to explain, easier to explain with a visual. So I urge everyone to go to www.proimpactgolf.com, and you can put it into aesthetics as opposed to trying me to convey this, but I'll do my best. The technology comes in the way the shaft is housed in the putter grip. So regularly the shaft would go, of course, through the center of the grip. But with our technology, our patent, the shaft goes through the bottom of the grip. So let's say, for instance, your shoes are the bottom of the grip and your chin is the top of the grip. So the shaft goes down where your fingers lie, so underneath to the bottom. So this creates top side, is what I call it. So the top side is the length that is from the shaft to the top of the putter grip. So there's more bulk in the top of the grip. So when you grip the grip this way, it actually elevates your wrist, and it locks your wrist in place biomechanically.
Interesting. I was thinking of the flat sides of the grip and how it fills out the palm of both hands.
Yeah, we have two different models, Danielle, that have flat sides, and this brings massive club face awareness to the table. So when you grip the flat side of grips, it gives you a very good indication of where the club face is. So we have two models, the Aware and the Classic version, that have flat sides, and we also have two more traditional shaped oversized grips that have slightly rounded sides but a flat top. But all of our models have the patent shaft housing, which brings all of the science to the table.
Aha. Uh-huh. So you've got a total of four different. It was interesting reading up on the P2 putters out of Ireland and how they were actually presented at the 2016 PGA show in Orlando, right?
Yes, we had our official launch at the 2016 PGA show in Orlando. We had an overwhelming reception, unbelievably positive. The concept was easily conveyed. And it's funny, you know, I'm not a salesperson by any means. I'm a golf teaching professional by trade. And, you know, the anxiety that I have before the show starts, how am I going to introduce, how am I going to sell this putter grip that I believe so wholeheartedly into, you know, savvy buyers, industry professionals, fitting technicians, teaching gurus, these people that have seen everything. And how am I going to get my message across? So, the fact of the matter is, you know, you almost foresee them coming in a little cynical because they've seen everything, and everyone claims their product is revolutionary. But, you know, when these people come to their booth cynical and they walk away extremely impressed, the proof of concept was definitely validated, and we couldn't be more excited.
And so when these four different versions, the gentleman who was talking about his creative process and writing about it, that he had one, but he needed to have more, and how he created it using the 3D printers to create the exact shape of the grip before a final production, you know, so they could feel it and adjust where it didn't feel right. I thought that was an amazing combination of using today's science with, you know, the biomechanical testing that you've done.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. The inventor, Enda McLaughlin, out of Ireland, he's a brilliant lad, and we're just happy to, myself and a business partner, happy to launch it with him and help it grow in North America. So I'm very, very excited and very, very humbled to connect with Enda and take this worldwide together.
So when you talk about the four different, let's say I want to get them here in Hawaii, I can buy the grips. What is the website you want us to go to?
www.proimpactgolf.com.
And I can buy the grips right online, right?
Absolutely. We've got our profiles there. We've got excellent we've got video there. We've got our four models that you can kind of read up about as far as the description is concerned and figure out which model's best for you. And we also urge you to talk to your local professional at your golf club. We're looking for retailers to support us and help better facilitate you getting the grips, as opposed to, you know, having to go online and order them. We want you to be able to go to your local shop and get them as well.
Absolutely. I was thinking of the Aloha Golf Center here in Hawaii and in Las Vegas. And Joey travels around the world to Japan at least every year, usually every 6 months. He's always checking out the latest and most innovative products. And I thought, boy, Joey would really be interested in something like this, and it'd be fun to be able to get them at the Aloha Golf Center. When you talk about, can you give us an idea which one of the four, what you would suggest for a person who has usually used the traditional grips and to change into yours, which one would you suggest?
Yeah, a great question, Danielle. And this is interesting, as you would think potentially the individuals with smaller hands would completely navigate to the smaller grip, which is our AWARE model. That's not necessarily the case. Grand scheme of things, in my opinion, that I've found so far is great putters or very good putters that are not looking for a change but do like the flat-sided feel, better players are navigating towards the AWARE model, okay? Other individuals that are looking for a change are navigating to our classic model.
Good to know.
And other players that have a traditional oversized grip currently, they're navigating to our React and our Reflex model because it's a lot more in line with what they're using right now, but the shaft housing, the way the shaft is through our grips, that brings the science to the table. So they're getting the scientific benefits with all four models.
We're talking with Steve Ogier. He's the president of Pro Impact Golf, and you can find out more about this P2 putter grip at www.proimpact.com. And this is something that's been biomechanically tested. What I loved about the idea is this correlation between your ability to not turn your wrist as you stroke through the target. And I am a very good putter. I've had my putter stroke analyzed with a camera that takes goodness knows how many shots per millisecond at the Aloha Golf Center. They have one. And I don't turn that much. But still, when you're over the putt, you still have this sense that, you know, what if that happens? What if I'm not careful? What if I... Oh, the brain is such a tricky thing. So anything that will help me not have to worry about that, I consider it a huge plus.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. When you know in your heart and in your head and in your mind that you've got a putter grip that's going to help you putt better, that you're already halfway there.
Right, because your hands are square the way it's holding the club, the way the grip is helping your hands. So you're square to the putter face, and your ability to keep that lead wrist square to your target is a much simpler task, as you so
absolutely,
well put.
Absolutely,
right?
Yeah. Your hands are biomechanically locked in, and they're less apt to move the putter and have any face variation.
Yeah, okay. So you said you're a teaching professional, right?
Correct.
Right. How long have you been teaching?
I've been a teaching professional for 18 years.
And what is a tip for putting that you would give someone that you'd like to share with us?
Wonderful. The easiest is to retrain your eye. In my personal opinion, most putters navigate to the closed side. So let's say, for instance, let's talk about everybody as if they're right-handed. Most individuals line up to the right and flip the hands to get the golf ball back online. So a simple chalk line, Danielle, to retrain your eye, to make sure that you're lined up squarely each and every time. And when you roll some putts on a chalk line, it'll tell you instantaneously whether you are getting that golf ball started on your intended target line or not. And when people use the P2 putter grip for the first time, they essentially start blocking putts out to the right. The reason why this is because their hands are not being creative like they were with traditional putting strokes. So the reason why they hit it to the right is because they're lining up too far to the right. So the P2 putter grip and stabilizes the hands, that will help them fix the root of the problem, which is alignment in the first place. So it'll help them get more aligned, and then eventually they're going to start seeing the benefits of the P2 working square to square as far as the putter is concerned in the hitting area.
Do you talk with your students about the dominant eye, whether you should be using your right or left eye to actually figure out what your line is?
I do for some players that are really searching for green reading. A lot of individuals come and they say, I'm not a very good green reader, but at the end of the day, if your stroke isn't where it needs to be, reading the green is almost inconsequential, because sometimes a bad putting stroke and a bad green reader can be a wonderful combination. when it comes to better players looking, you know, for that last little tidbit of the reason why they might be lifting it or lifting out, I do go there in some occasions.
Interesting. I've just heard that it's an important facet to get the right distance, just looking down to just get the right feel. I have to switch because we're talking with Steve Osier, president of Pro Impact Golf. He has the P2 putter grips, and you can find more at proimpact.com. And this is interesting, okay? In Scotland and Ireland, they have clubstohire.com. And I found this on the website that you sent me, Steve, about the putter grips. And it's a great idea because you can rent or hire your clubs, and they'll be waiting for you at two airports, one Malaga and at Faro, and they'll actually fit your clubs with the P2 grips so that when you pick up your clubs that you've rented, they'll have the P2 grips on them. What a terrific idea.
It's pretty amazing, isn't it? That's another great idea from the fellows out of Ireland. Hopefully that'll come to North America. Hopefully it'll go worldwide. It's a great idea.
It is. The hardest thing is, you know, what if your clubs don't arrive? Then you're chasing your clubs and you're worried about your clubs. It's so much easier to either use ship six to get them to your destination, or in this case, actually have them waiting for you and gripped for you with your favorite putter. So you've got the three different grips, the aware, the classic, the react, and the reflex. And you say the react and the reflex is something for someone who's already using the larger grip for the putter, and the aware is, tell us again who you recommend that one for.
Yeah, the aware would be fantastic for better players that aren't necessarily looking for a change, because it's almost like a more traditional, it's our smallest grip, so it's more of a traditional grip size. It's not like, oh my goodness. You know, if you're a player that goes from a traditional to an oversized, it's like, oh, my, this is way too large.
Right.
The aware would not do that to an individual. It'll be, oh, okay, this feels fantastic, and it's got flat sides.
Excellent.
If you're looking for a change and you love the flat sides, go to the classic for sure. And then the react and the reflex are slightly rounded sides, one a little smaller and one a little larger. And that would be a little bit more traditional oversized feel, but of course having the benefits of the patent technology.
Excellent. And it's that technology that keeps your hands square to the putter face. Your ability to keep the lead wrist square to your target is a much simpler task. Steve Osier, president of Pro Impact Golf, so much time spent with us, and I appreciate it very much. You can find him at proimpact.com. Aloha.
Thank you, Daniel.
We're going to come back and talk with Sue Powers, LPGA teaching professional, and featured on Golf Channel most recently, and she's going to be on again. I missed her during April, but you'll be able to see her on some of the teaching shows on Golf Channel. Wanted to let you know about the weather today. We're going to have a mostly cloudy day with showers likely in the morning, scattered showers in the afternoon. Cloudier in the morning, they say, then partly cloudy in the afternoon for the leeward side. So it looks like less rain leeward if you need to get out to play a round of golf. And, of course, you may want to do that with Mother's Day. Everybody's going to be focused on family time. So if you need some exercise, if you'd like to go walk, Volcano has a 10:30. Makalei has an 11:30, also a 10:10. At Poipu Bay, where there's the 30% off Mother's Day special in the pro shop, 30% off regular priced golf and resort wear. There's a 9:20, a 10:10, and an 11:40. At Kapolei, you can play at noon or 12:15. Royal Hawaiian Country Club, 10:10, and then afternoons wide open. The Federal Golf Group that's going out, may you all hit the sweet spot every time. Makaha East has a 9:30 and a 10:30. More likely it'll be dry on that side, but I can't guarantee it. Wailea has a 9:35 on the gold, on the emerald a 10:29. Maui Nui, 9:08 and 9:56. We'll be back with Sue Powers, Class A member of the LPGA Teaching and Club Professionals, 2013 LPGA National Teacher of the Year, right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Poipu Bay on Kauai, South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back. I just wanted to mention the 2016 Hawaii High School Athletic Association David Ishii Girls Golf Championship on the fourth playoff hole. Teammate Allison Corpus denied Marielle Galdiano her fourth Hawaii High School Athletic Association champion title. Her fourth. Marielle Galdiano, three-time Hawaii High School Athletic Association champion, and Corpuz beat Galdiano. Galdiano was battling back from behind to win outright, went into that four-hole playoff. What an exciting time. Just amazing. Just really want to congratulate all the players in the 2016 Hawaii High School Athletic Association David Ishii Girls and Boys Golf Championships. Sue Powers, Class A member of the LPGA Teaching and Club Professional, 2013 LPGA National Teacher of the Year. Nancy Lopez Golf Adventures is where you'll find her at Pelican Point Golf and Country Club in Venice, Florida. Welcome to the show, Sue.
Thanks, Danielle. Hey, it's a pleasure to be on the show, and I loved your weather forecast. We're having a little cold front in Florida. We're at 71 degrees today.
It's a little warmer over here, but we've got a little bit of rain coming through, and then the trades are going to come back, hopefully by tomorrow for Mother's Day. I was, you know, going through. You work with Nancy Lopez, and what?
Yes, I do. Yes.
What an experience that must be to have the Nancy Lopez Golf Adventures. I just love the name of your academy.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we came up. We actually, Teresa Zamboni, who's another LPGA professional and also a National Teacher of the Year, and Nancy Lopez and I formed a company called Nancy Lopez Golf Adventures. So we're all about making it an adventure. And golf. So whenever we have a golf school or anything that we're doing, we also have some type of an adventure associated with the event. So, for instance, we had a golf school in my course in Venice, Florida, and for our sand shots, we went to the beach.
Oh.
And we had cocktails on the beach and hit sand shots on the beach. So don't know if we were really allowed to do that, but we got away with that. So we try to make it a little bit more fun and get people out of their comfort zone a little bit.
Yeah, I love that. That's it kind of goes hand in hand with your play happy philosophy.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, we have 18 play happy philosophies, which we actually developed the play happy philosophy using Nancy Lopez's father, Domingo, always taught her, and when she was playing, he said, you know, if you're not going to play happy, then don't play. So all of our philosophies are based on teachings from her father to her, and he was really the only teacher that she ever had in golf.
Wow.
So he was not a golf professional. He was a very good golfer, but really taught her how to play the game and not so much of the mechanics, and that's really what our company, we really feel that the industry has become too technical. You know, you got all the different technology, and people's scores aren't getting better. So we, you know, we've got to get out there and have people playing the game again.
So what we're talking about is
learn how to play it.
Yes, the difference between playing swing and playing golf.
Right, playing golf, yes. So how do you go out and play golf? How do you go out and enjoy the game? You know, we get so many people that are leaving the game because it's a difficult game. It's not easy. You know, that little ball is sitting there begging us to move it. And so we just look at it and say, you know, let's take people on the golf course, work on fundamentals with them. So we do work on mechanics a little bit, but we believe everybody has their own swing, and we work with what they have and then teach them the mental side of the game and how to handle if you hit a great shot or if you don't hit a great shot. How do you react to that shot? Because that's really, in your mind, is very powerful.
Preferably you don't take the putter and hit yourself over the head.
Yeah, hopefully not, yeah. And if you do, how do you react to that? It's like, oh, I could hit myself better next time. So we're always trying to do positive, and, you know, we say you have a choice.
Yeah, that's
so
good.
So you can have a choice to be happy, enjoy the game, or you can have a choice to be out there for 4.5 hours and be miserable.
What was the phrase, you know, you're not good enough at this game? To get angry.
To get that upset. Yes, absolutely.
I thought that was priceless from Andy North. Okay, then I have to ask you, working with Nancy Lopez, what is the best tip you've learned from Nancy or someone who's mentored you?
From her, just her attitude, and she is so humble. I mean, and just watching her, no matter where she is, if we're at an event or we're walking through the airport, if somebody stops her, she still takes the time, signs the autograph, talks to everybody. Just her personality, just saying, you know what, she's giving back to the game, but it's just the way she is. And so what you, you know, those of you who saw her on TV and still see her today on TV, that is exactly how she is in person.
Wow.
So just taking that whole philosophy and saying, you know, enjoy life, do your best. She likes working with Teresa and I because we all have the same standards. We try to make everything, you know, a little bit better than we would expect it to be. So she is really a hard worker still today. She's got, you know, two grandkids that live in Venice, Florida, and so she comes here a lot to visit them. But she's on the road a lot working. But, you know, just her attitude and her personality, always wanting to help somebody. We do a lot of clinics with her, and we have certain stations and so much time in each station. We're always going, hey, Nancy, come on, let's go. You got to move, because she'll be talking to everybody, you know, wanting to fix everything or talk to somebody for 20 minutes. It's like, all right, we got 10 minutes more to go in the class. So she's, we actually laugh with her. We say, you know, we give her the Nancy time for the clinic, how much time she has to teach, not the real time, so that she knows it's, if we say 15 minutes, it's really 30.
Got it. You know, well, so that she immerses herself in the moment of the and meeting the person. So there.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. That's a treasure to be able to.
Yeah, and a lot of other professionals at her celebrity level, you know, they come in and they show up. They put their name on an academy or an event, and they come in and they show up for a half an hour, hour, and Nancy does not do that. She is at the event the entire time, working side by side with us, with the professionals, and working with all the students that we have. So she's there 100%. And she truly does love the game, and she loves sharing the philosophies with students and helping them.
Where is Nancy Lopez Golf Adventures? Where is it physically? Where do you teach from?
Physically, our headquarters is in Venice, Florida. And then we teach, I teach out of Pelican Point in Venice. Teresa Zamboni teaches in Daytona Beach. And then Nancy is in Palm City, Florida. So we travel throughout the United States, and actually going to Scotland in a couple of weeks. So we travel throughout the country putting on events.
So maybe you need to come to Hawaii, maybe, huh?
I would. That would be, we would love to do that. It would
be so much fun. Because I'm looking at your Golf Channel segments for School of Golf, and one of them was the Hover the Putter and Lighten Your Grip Pressure. Tell us about that segment.
Okay, so that segment, you can actually go on golfchannel.com and just type in my name, and they'll bring up both of my tips that have been on Golf Channel so far. The one with hovering the putter, so many times our grip pressure is tight, and we think about that in our full swing but not in our putting. And so if your grip pressure is tight, same as in your full swing, if it's tight when you're putting, the putter won't move properly. And a lot of times somebody will hit it past the hole and they'll go, gosh, you know, I didn't have the distance right. Well, if your grip pressure is too tight, you'll hit the ball instead of rolling it. So the drill that's on the website for Golf Channel is hover your putter. You basically pick your putter up about an inch off the ground and just swing it back and forth. And keep swinging it back and forth until you feel the pressure come out of your hands and you feel the weight of the putter head.
I love it.
The swinging. Mm-hmm. And then what I do, so that's really my pre-shot routine when I'm putting after I get my aim in alignment. My practice stroke is basically just to get the feel of the putter head so I feel the weight of the putter head so then it swings.
Beautiful.
And you're not using hand pressure. Yeah. So it's an easy drill to do. You can do it at home. You don't have to be on the golf course to do it, and it does not involve a golf ball. It's just really about getting in touch with your own body, because your mind and body control the golf club, and what happens a lot of times, the ball starts controlling us. So it's a good way to practice without a golf ball.
You know, my swing always feels so good when the ball's not there when I'm practicing.
Absolutely. And that's pretty common. And that's, you know, so what we always laugh about, we say, you know, you got to pretend like the ball's not there. The ball's not your target. Figure like any other sport, you're looking at your target and where you want the ball to go. And so that's the same thing you got to do in golf. It's saying, okay, you know, the ball is just not my target. I'm putting the club behind the ball, but then I'm swinging to wherever I want the ball to go.
Exactly.
Keeping that nice flow, because the ball is in the middle of that whole swinging process. So if we hit at the ball, we end up stopping our club or coming up out of our posture, doing all kinds of different things. So if you can really think about your target, and the target's not your ball, it's where you want the ball to land, then that gets you into a different mindset.
Perfect. That's hover the putter and lighten your grip pressure. The other one,
grip pressure.
Yeah, the other one that I thought was swimming pool noodle to stop scooping your chips. Now, the swimming pool noodle, are we talking about the one that, you know, you get into the pool and you do exercises using that long styrofoam-like thing?
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. So that's my expensive training tool that I use for that, yes. So you can cut the noodle in half. It's, yeah, it's a foam noodle that you use in the swimming pool. And all I do is just, you can leave it as, you know, a long one, or you can cut it in half and then just secure it to the ground with, I used two garden stakes. Put it in, or you can use a broken shaft or knitting needles, anything to secure it in the ground about 8 inches above the ground. And then you practice swinging your club under the noodle. And the, what you're trying to do there is keep your weight on your forward foot. And so if your weight goes to your back foot as you swing, which would cause you to scoop the ball and scoot it across the green, if you keep your weight on your forward foot, the club goes under the noodle. If you transfer back to your back foot during your swing, you'll hit the noodle.
You see, everything you just said, I could feel it when you were saying that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Good.
Yes.
Yeah, and then the other thing the noodle does, if you, you know, we always, a lot of us think that we need to scoop the ball to make it get up in the air, and on the chip shot, you're actually trying to make it run. You're trying to make it roll. So you just want to, it's like a bowling shot. You have a little lift, and then it rolls. So if your club head passes the handle of your club before you make contact, you're going to scoop it, and it's going to go onto the, it's going to scoot onto the ground. So the swimming noodle does the same thing there. If you break your wrist, you'll hit the noodle, and if you keep them firm, you'll go under it. So it's easy, simple tool to do, to use. If you have range baskets, if you don't want to carry a noodle out there, you can take two range baskets and put a shaft across the range basket, and the same thing, just make the club go underneath the shaft.
It's like playing games to practice the game.
Absolutely, because it gets, you know, it can get a little boring if you don't have games out there. And, you know, I have a lot of junior golfers that girls golf, and always coming up with creative ideas for them. I'm like, well, why can't we use this for adults too? You know, we want to have fun also. And I use a lot of different colors, so I've got, you know, different noodles. And you can use the noodles, you can put different levels, so you can make it as high as you want. You can use those to chip over, so now you're starting to pitch over the noodle. So you can play a game where you go high or low, call a shot, and then you have to change the way that you're swinging to make the ball go either over the noodle or under the noodle.
That would be fun to do that. We need a lot of space. We need more space.
I think we need to come to Hawaii. That's what I think.
I do, too. So this is Sue Powers, Class A member of the LPGA Teaching and Club Professional, a 2013 LPGA National Teacher of the Year, Nancy Lopez Golf Adventures, Pelican Point Golf and Country Club in Venice, Florida is her home course. What is that like? What is Pelican Point like?
It's really nice. It's golfer-friendly. We're a retirement in Florida, retirement community, and it's a semi-private club, great practice facility, and the greens are pretty big, not a lot of trouble carrying in front of the greens, so that's, we have golfers that play, you know, into their 90s, and they're still playing golf because the course is a nice golfer-friendly course. Challenging, you can go, you know, if you go to the back tees, it becomes a lot more challenging. So that's what I kind of like about the course. And when I looked at different courses where I wanted to live, I said, geez, you know, I can play this for the rest of my life.
Yes, and you can play it hard, or you can play it easier.
Or play it easier. So it's kind of fun. It's kind of fun. Sometimes I'll go to our forward tees, and it's just a different game, but I get to practice my short game that way. And it's kind of fun to, you know, hit a par five with a 7-iron for your second. It's not really fun. And so it's a lot of different ways that you can play the game out there. And Pelican Point's a nice course, and we have a great superintendent that keeps the greens in good condition. Fairways are really nice. So if you get to Florida, check us out at Pelican Point.
Absolutely. And you'll be also on Golf Channel. You were on School of Golf on April 20th.
Right.
You'll be on Golf Channel on the Golf Fix program in October and November. Will you come back on the show later this year so we can talk about leading
up?
Oh,
absolutely.
Oh, that'd be fun. It's so nice
to
meet you.
Yeah, I'd love to do that. Yeah. And we also, for those of you who are interested in the 2017 Solheim Cup, Sir Nancy Lopez Golf Adventures, if you go to our website, www.nancylopezgolfadventures.com. We are taking 48 people to the Solheim Cup in 2017 in Iowa.
Wow.
We have about 5 spots left. So if you're interested in doing something like that or check out our adventures, like I said, we're going to Scotland in about a week and a half with 40 people. So we do a lot of different adventures. If you're looking for something unique, we have July, if you want to spend personal time with Nancy, on July 7th and 8th of this year, you're going to Keystone, Colorado, which is where she has one of her homes, and you'll actually go to have a cocktail reception at her house and play golf, and she's there for 3 days with everybody. So
wow.
It's limited to 20 people. Yeah, so it's a unique way to get to be with Nancy all the time, see her home, play her golf course, and just spend quality time with her in a small group.
Sue Powers, 2013 LPGA National Teacher of the Year, Nancy Lopez Golf Adventures, and thank you so much for being on the show. So nice to meet you, and I look forward to
thank you.
Catching up with you a little bit later in the year.
Good. Everybody play happy.
Play happy. I love it. Aloha.
Aloha. Thank you.
We're going to come back and talk with a young lady who's created what I think is the perfect hat. It's the high tail. I wear it whether I'm in the low-E weeding, like I was not too long ago, whether I'm on the golf course, it doesn't matter. That hat, it's the perfect hat, okay? And it's Tess Rogers who created. She's the founder of AD Active Wear, maker of high tail, ponytail hat. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai, South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Wow, what a beautiful day.
Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
And it's the Mother's Day sale at Poipu Bay Golf Course. 30% off Mother's Day today and tomorrow. Regular priced women's golf or resort wear. So this is a great opportunity. Head over to Poipu Bay. You can also, of course, play a round of golf at Poipu Bay. It's on the South Shore. Been raining on Kauai, and I think that rain's moving closer to Oahu. The South Shore usually not as wet as Windward or North Shores of our islands. If you're going to be coming to Hawaii and visiting, I know many folks are listening on the mainland and around the world, so I do hope you make the trip over. Tess Rogers is founder of AD Active Wear, the maker of the Hightail Ponytail Hat. Tess, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much. Great to be on the show.
You know, I love your hat.
so glad.
It's the only hat I wear, and there's a couple of reasons why. It fits my head. I mean, it fits comfortably. I don't have anything sticking high up, making my head look like a strange shape. And the elastic that kind of goes around the back of the head is thick, so it conforms again to the head. And my hair doesn't have to be in one of those tight ponytail things. It can just fall through that naturally made hole. It's perfect.
Oh, so great to hear. I'm glad that you enjoy it. And, you know, the other beauty of it is that you can wear the hightail hat all day long and stick your hair out and go out at night. It doesn't give you hat head.
Exactly. You don't have hat head, and you don't have that crimp in your hair from having, you know, the ponytail, whatever you use, you know, to make a ponytail. You've got a new one, the baseball.
Yes, we do.
Yes. Tell us about it.
So we have the new athletic version with the latest breathable technology. We also have SweatGuard on it, and we've come out with visors for women that don't want to really wear a hat but want to wear a visor. What's really exciting about it is that a tennis pro named Vanya King had reached out to us, and she doesn't go on the court without the hightail. So she loves it. We've been getting raving reviews on the new athletic version, so we're just thrilled that the reception is so great. So we're excited.
When you talk about the athletic, there's the baseball hat for women.
Yes.
Tell us the different models you have.
Okay, sure. So we have the new athletic version, which is the same sort of shape as the baseball hat, but it's just slightly more, it's just a slightly more deep hat because it's really geared towards high intense activities such as tennis or, you know, running or things like that. So it's made with the latest MoistureWick technology. And then inside the hat, inside where, you know, it sits around your head, there's the sweat guard. So there's some terry cloth sweat guard there. So it's a very comfortable hat, extremely lightweight, and durable at the same time, breathable, durable. And, you know, we're getting nothing but great compliments on it. And actually, you know, as I mentioned, Vanya King, she will not go on the court without our new athletic hightail, and we're not sponsoring her. So that's a huge, huge feat for us. We're very excited about that. And, you know, when we've gone to various events like marathons, et cetera, we have women that come specifically back to our booth saying, where have you been? Oh, my gosh, we love your athletic version. You know, so it's been really great to hear the positive feedback on the new hats that have come out.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And then the baseball hat is just a little less in tell us about the baseball version.
The hightail, are you talking about the cotton twill or are you talking about the athletic hightail?
Well, I was just looking on the website, on your website. And the one that's featured prominently on the website is the baseball hat.
The hightail.
Yes.
Okay, so the hightail cotton twill hat is the one that you have, and that is our original version. It's just a little bit more shallow cap, but it is one that you can wear on the beach, anywhere. You know, a lot of women run in that hat as well. And then, you know, we came out with the athletic version, which we made the cap size just slightly deeper so that, you know, when you are doing high impact, it, you know, hugs your head and it's just more, you know, just stays on your head a little bit better when you're doing high impact activity like that. So,
gotcha. Playing tennis is a high impact activity. You're moving and shaking and bouncing and, running.
Yes.
You don't want it to come off. I gotcha. Although I've never had the problem with the baseball version, I'll just call it that. Because I haven't, you know, horseback riding. That's not going to make me bounce around. Golf, same thing. But the hat is, I love it because of the elastic back, and it never loses shape. It's the quality of the products that you use in making the hat are wonderful. I don't know how better to say it. So I'm very pleased.
I'm so glad to hear that because we are craftsmen and we stand behind our work and we've really worked hard to ensure that the quality of the hightail hat, whether it be the cotton twill or the new athletic version or even our new visor, is really high quality, lasting product that women can enjoy for a long time. The elasticity in the back, too, you know, it just, I really wanted it to be comfortable, comfort and fashionable at the same in the same time. So functional, comfort, and fashionable was really the goal. It took us a while to hone in on it, you know, and to make sure that we got the results that we were really looking to yield. And it was worth the time, worth the time.
It is. The hat is made with this really great elastic back. It's, oh, I don't know, 3 inches, maybe 2.5 inches wide, so it goes right under, right in your lower skull area, then it, and that keeps your ponytail higher up, so you don't have that low ponytail. You don't have your hair stuck inside your hat, and it can flow out. You can put it in a ponytail, but you can just let it also flow from the back of the hat, and it keeps your neck cool. It's very, very nice without having to use that tight hair tie, which I find very uncomfortable after a while during a day of it being pulled back. It's, it just doesn't feel good, and it can droop down, but your hat keeps my hair up, and it's long. I have very long hair, so it's really wonderful. The hat conforms to everyone's shape. It wraps around the back of the head, feels very good and complimentary to a woman's face, and great sun protection without the huge brim that you see so many people wearing.
Yes, I, you know, I wanted something that was a little bit more sporty. I mean, there's a lot of hats that are out there. And so a lot of thought, believe it or not, was put into Hytale in the back end and actually just making sure that it it did look good, but it was also highly functional. And I'm so glad that you're talking about, you know, the 2-inch band in the back, because I did that purposely so it lifts your hair up and away from your neck, creating the ventilation so that you're cool even when the temperatures are hot and smoldering. You're still kept cool because your hair is away from your neck, and your hair still stays intact after even after a hot day. There's several times where I've worn the Hytale hat and it's been 100 degree weather. Now, granted, California is, you know, there's it's a little drier country, but I was able to shake my hair out and go out at night, not have to wash it or do anything because it was just kept intact and I wasn't sweating.
Exactly.
Because of the design. Yeah.
Exactly. This is. Excuse me, Tess Rogers, founder of AD Activewear. You can find the hat we're talking about at adactivewear.com. Tess, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thanks again for having me.
Yes, my pleasure. And I'll be sharing this on SoundCloud, on Facebook, on Twitter. So if you'd like to hear more about this hat or hear what you missed, you'll find us. Tess Rogers is founder. By the way, Tess, what... You know, a woman just doing hats, I thought for sure you'd start doing, I don't mean just, but you, I thought you would, you were going to have clothing pretty soon. But do you find the hat industry, the hat business, this profitable that you can spend your time doing hats alone?
You know, it's interesting. It's one of those things where, you know, when you're a startup and just finding, now that we have the new athletic version that's come out, that's a different distribution channel. So what I've been doing is really focusing on getting, the Hytale out there and more pervasive. And then we're salt launching into, you know, apparel that is for the modern woman who's really busy. You know, we don't have a lot of time to primp or take care, you know.
No, we don't.
So, you know, eventually we'll probably come out with a line where it's breathable material, but you could still wear it on a hike and run into the office and go grab your kids and still look presentable. I mean, that's the whole goal of AD Activewear in general. It's just to make life easier for women.
There. I love it. I knew you were going somewhere. And as you said, a startup is very difficult. And I congratulate you on the success of your product and the patience that it takes to follow through when you start with an idea that you have. Thank you so much for being on the air.
Thanks, Danielle. Take care.
Tess Rogers, founder of AD Activewear. We're going to take a break, come back, and we're going to talk with, yes, Wes Wailahua. He is the executive director of the Aloha Section PGA. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's master craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get-together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
We are KPUA Hilo, KGU FM, Honolulu, KGU AM, Honolulu, KONI, Lanai City, KTOH, Kalaheo. The 2016 HHSAA David Ishii Girls Golf Championships and the Boys Golf Championships were recently held. On the fourth playoff hole of the Girls Golf Championships, teammate Allison Corpuz denied Marielle Galdiano her fourth Hawaii High School Athletic Association champion title. Corpuz beat Galdiano while Galdiano was battling from behind to win outright, then they went into playoff. Erica Chang of Midpac came in third, Malia Nam of Kaiser, Jasmine Kabalar of Maui, Alicia May Mateo of Maranoa, Chloe Wong of Iolani, Lorraine Char of Kamehameha Kapalama, Mari Nishiura of Mililani, Reese Guman of Mililani round out the top 10 in individual play. In team play, yes, Punahou took first, Iolani second, Midpac third, Maui fourth, and Kaiser fifth. At the David Ishii Boys Golf Championships, Moanalua's Sean Liu won by three strokes following his amazing performance at the Midpac Open. Liu's Moanalua teammate Ray Kim finished at 147, same as Midpac Zachary Kaneshiro and Moanalua's Juho Wan, giving them scorecard final positions of second, third, and fourth. Team Punahou, with Matthew Shen, Kyle Supa, and Evan Kawai, they came in fifth, sixth, and seventh. Baldwin's Justin Gan was eighth, and Moanalua team members Kyosuku Hara and Ai Teraoka were ninth and tenth. Is that AJ? Sorry about that. Moanalua took team honors from Punahou. This is amazing. I don't think I've ever seen this close of team points. Moanalua took team honors by 6 points over Punahou. Welcome to the show, Wes Wailahua, Aloha Section PGA Executive Director.
Aloha, Danielle. Good morning on this beautiful Saturday morning in Hawaii. Glad to be with you.
Wasn't that something? I mean, not only the playoff on the girls' division, but then the boys being so close in team?
You know, it's always nice to see some great competition, especially on a course like Wailua that has so many great golfers come from Kauai, from David Ishii, Tagaya, Moto, Stacey Watau, and many others that have played there. So to have the state tournament, high school state tournament, go back there, and David Ishii as our title sponsor, you know, it's been great. And a lot of that credit goes to the HHSAA, the Hawaii High School State Athletic Association, and, of course, the director that runs that event, which is Steve Perry from the Big Island, from Hawaii Preparatory Academy, who puts on an awesome tournament every year for the high school students. And I'm just glad to be a part of it. As a coach for Kamehameha Schools, and more importantly, as a representative of the PGA of America out here in Hawaii.
You're the coach at Kamehameha Schools, too, aren't you?
Yeah, I still, you know, it's important for me to always find a way to get back to the game and the community, and coaching now on my 19th year at the Commandment School of Kapalama is a great way to watch these kids, and it's actually a great way to spend the afternoon watching them practice and play and aspire to continue to play in college and perhaps someday on tour.
We're going to talk about junior golf right now, and I was wondering, how many kids have you followed from first tee into the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, into collegiate? I mean, it must be a huge number.
Yeah, for me, it's been pretty impressive watching a lot of them. I've had players like Mari Chun come through. Parker McLaughlin and I played together at Punahou during my freshman year. And I think when you follow all these kids come through and TJ Kua and everybody else, and I'll watch Sean have a great year this year at our 58th Mid-Pac Open event in April, and then continue on to win the individual state championship this year at Wailua. It really makes me feel great for what we do to try to create opportunities here in Hawaii for the game of golf.
Yeah, and I take my grandson to the first tee at Bayview, and first tee at Bayview has so many little kids. They're so cute. They're just little tiny ones.
It is, and you know, a lot of that credit goes to Ken Gist, of course, Coach Ken, who started the first tee program here in Hawaii, and now continuing on in his footsteps, PGA professional Kellen Anderson. And his staff, they've grown the number of coaches in Hawaii in the last year on the neighbor islands as well as on Oahu, and they're doing a fabulous job by putting clubs in players' hands and creating more opportunities or different pathways to golf through the first tee program than what they have to offer.
Yeah, it was an idea of the PGA of America, was it not, many years ago in the 90s?
It was, and they still are great partners, and you know, some kids learn in many different ways. I know I do, and the first tee program is just another way to learn the game through great lifestyle skills as well as life lessons. And I think when you start a junior at that program, it's definitely living up to the name of being a lifelong sport to live and play.
Yeah, and it's affordable, and
yeah.
It's affordable. You know, I'm serious. It's affordable. At 10 weeks, $75, and, you know, the life skills are taught for the first maybe 7 minutes, and then we're on the driving range, we're on the putting green, we're chipping, we're doing all kinds of stuff. So speaking of drive, chipping, and putting, the Drive Chip Putt 2016 was a huge success, and now we're getting ready for 2017. You've really got a plan. You've got a plan ahead, don't you, Wes?
You have no idea. And to be honest with you, I mean, our calendar is usually about a year and a half ahead. So start planning then. So this was, you know, dates were picked way back in the end of 2014 for 2016 for us to plan. And coming off of a great finish at Augusta this year with the national championship and all the kids that participated. The Aloha Section PGA, along with our other 40 sections, are excited to continue our joint effort with Augusta National and the USGA to create an opportunity for juniors on a journey path to Augusta through the Drive, Chip, and Putt program. And we will be having four local qualifiers again this year, one on each of our main islands, followed by sub-regional event. And from there, the top three finishers will continue on to the regional event in California later on in September, and this year it'll be held at Riviera Country Club.
Whoa, darn!
Yeah,
that's a nice. That's
pretty exciting.
Just being able to go to Riviera is huge for the parent involved. Okay, the kid might not understand just how cool that is, but it's hard to get into Riviera. Just to see it. I mean, you're not even allowed to just, can I just go see the clubhouse, please? No, I'm sorry. You're not invited. The Drive Chip Putt qualifiers are coming up real soon. Puakea on May 21st, Dunes at Maui Lani on June 4th, Hualalai on June 18th, and Ko'olau on July 9th. And where is the sub-regional going to be, the one for Hawaii before you expend money to go to California?
correct. So from each of our local qualifiers, the top three juniors in each category, which are 7 to 9, 10 to 11, 12 to 13, and 14 to 15, will advance to our sub-regional that we'll be having on July 16th at Copley Golf Course. And from there, the top two in each age division will advance to Riviera Country Club on September the 17th.
September 17th. Wow.
For a shot to go to Augusta next year in April and to be representing their age division at the Masters, the week of the Masters. So it's a pretty special event, tournament. And like I said, we're very fortunate for this opportunity, which is pretty much funded by the PGA of America and Augusta. The members there, Chairman Payne, and everybody that supported it want to continue to help grow and create opportunities for kids to play the game. And it is a pretty exciting event. Watching these kids come, and even though it's only three shots at each of the stations, from putting to chipping to hitting a long drive shot, there's a lot of excitement and a lot of pressure that's put on some of these little juniors. But in the end, what we try to do is just celebrate them and continue to encourage them to pursue the game and enjoy the journey of playing.
Fantastic. Now, we've also got something coming up that's all about, as we get older, scholarship money becomes a big factor in our lives, right? The Aloha Section PGA Foundation Scholarship Tournament for Hawaii's Youth. When is that?
That tournament will be held on very soon, on May 16th, at Mid-Pacific Country Club. We're glad to have partnered with the members of Mid-Pacific to have our event there year after year, and it's the Monday right after the GNK, so the golf course is in pristine condition to compete. It is a scramble format, three amateurs, one professional, and our most popular sponsorship entry is the gold sponsor, which is $1,800 for the three amateurs and the one pro. And what we've done in the last couple of years with this is pretty much the fastest pro-am in Hawaii that plays a full field of 144 players in less than 4 hours.
Wow.
It's about 3 hours and 50 minutes to finish. The good part about this is our major foundation vehicle for the year that raises money for the Aloha Section PGA Foundation, nonprofit 501c3 organization that's contributed over $100,000 in scholarships since its inception in 2007, and continue to help support a lot of our growth of the game initiatives, from drive to the putt to the free lessons we do at the Sony Hitting Cages, to supporting other local junior golf programs and nonprofits in the state, to help continue to create more opportunities, regardless of socioeconomic stature, you know, age or ethnicity, so that all players can enjoy what we do every day at the PGA of America.
Did you say that Pro-Am is played in 3 hours and 45 minutes?
Yes, it is, and a lot of people have a hard time believing that, but I tell you, I mean, the first year we did it, in this format, I couldn't believe it, and we had to wait about 45 minutes when we finished their food prep for us. And now, it's, you know, on our fourth year there, they've got it down pretty good, and all the players have a great time, and it's a great way to raise a lot of money real quick to help support more juniors. And last year, we awarded two $5,000 scholarships to kids continuing education and a few other junior golf programs that we help support throughout the year. So this is our primary vehicle, and a lot of people think, you know, when they think of the PGA, they think of us giving big checks on the weekend to Ricky Fowler or Jordan Spieth, but in reality we are a nonprofit organization, and we rely on our players to continue to help support us so that we can continue to give back, and that's basically what we're all about, is giving back as much as we can.
Yeah, and one thing that, you know, the PGA of America is different from the PGA Tour, and I think a lot of people get confused about that. The big paycheck, I mean, the Ryder Cup is a PGA of America event, and the money that's generated from the Ryder Cup is phenomenal. And help support the PGA of America's philanthropic things that they do, you know, trying to help other people who, let's say, need assistance, like with scholarships. And that's different. Certainly there's the PGA Championship, and there's a big check handed out. But the biggest, you know, the big checks on the PGA Tour that you hear about week in and week out has nothing to do. That's definitely not Well, it's called a nonprofit, but it's different. Wells Fargo is putting up the money that gets handed out to the winner of this week's PGA Tour event. And it's a really important distinction to make. So I want to go back over what's happening on May 16th at Mid-Pacific Country Club Monday after the Jenny K. And I'll be at the Jenny K on Saturday. Will you be at the Jenny K on Saturday?
I will be there, yes.
Oh, I hope you'll stop by. I'll be taking over the office. I love taking over the office. There's coffee and donuts and all kinds of things. It's wonderful. But on May 16th, on that Monday at Mid-Pacific Country Club, there's 144 players, and is it three amateurs and one professional?
Three amateurs, one professional, lots of great prizes and foods and events. This year, each amateur is going to receive a pair of custom Maui Jim sunglasses of their choice with a PGA logo case and cloth that Maui Jim is graciously doing as a special event request for us, which they normally don't do. So we're real proud to have them as a partner this year. For our events and a lot of other great prizes and gifts that will be auctioned and raffled off from some of the great courses that we have here in our section, from Hilo to Lehue and all our islands. We've got some of the best golf on all the islands, and our PGA members are at those facilities running those facilities day in and day out. So we're glad to have their support for this fun foundation fair.
So is there any openings?
There's always opening. You know, we're in the spirit of Aloha, we're as accommodating as possible. And if anybody's interested in supporting this nonprofit effort for us to help to grow the game, and if they're passionate enough about watching juniors play and creating opportunities for us, please have them contact us in the office or check out our website, aspga.com.
aspga.com. Isn't that easy?
Yeah.
It stands for Aloha Section, PGA.com. So we just need to get together three amateurs, and you'll provide the professional, right?
Absolutely. Unless you have a professional that you're taking lessons from or somebody that you enjoy playing with, we're welcome to accommodate them as well. But the whole point is for us to gather, have fun, play fast. Fight Tina Ford and spend a great day on the course with some good friends.
Wes Wailahua, we'll see you next week at the Mid-Pacific Country Club for the Jenny K, and you'll be there, Chief, for days. You should, you know, have a house next door right now, right?
We will be there, and we'll be out there trying to help those ladies have a great event. So
thank you.
Mahalo for all you do, Danielle. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. See you on Saturday. And I want to thank the people who make this show possible, because without their support, there would be no The Golf Club. It's Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsman. Turn your building, your company, your home project into artwork. Check out their pavers. You want a really cool parking lot? Check out their pavers. They've actually made, I'm serious, a runway for aircraft, very big aircraft, using pavers. Futura Stone, only the best. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted the PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years. An outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities and as much time as you want to put into the day of golf, okay? If you've only got 3 hours and 45 minutes, they can accommodate you. You don't have to do 18 holes. They've got 3 holes in the afternoon, 7 holes stretch. They've got 9 holes in the morning. They're very accommodating. At Poipu Bay Golf Course, and it's the Mother's Day sale. Poipu Bay Golf Course, May 2nd through the 8th. They've been doing this all week, so you got to get over there because it's for regular priced items. Regular priced women's apparel, from golf wear to resort wear. It's all perfect for mom, and it's at Poipu Bay. Creative Plumbing, ah yes, whether you're a building, a shopping center, a high rise, a squat rise, a store, just a little short building or a really big building, it doesn't matter. If you need to redo something, if you need to redo the basic footprint of the building and get those pipes, those old 4-year-old pipes out and put some new ones in place, that's the kind of work Creative Plumbing does. Okay, or if your water pipe is broke, you got to call them. Call Creative Plumbing. It's got to be done right. Creative Plumbing. And I'm just watching the LPGA scores. Minji Lee is in the lead. Some very exciting golf being played right now. Thank you for your mama. May you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2016.